Juggling, written by Barbara Trapido and read by Tamsin Kennard.
Part 1. Lying down and standing up. Chapter 1. Pam, Christina, and the nearly father. Intersecting circles. When Christina was 6, she went with her father to a museum. They stood for many minutes before a frieze depicting the Battle of the Greeks and the Amazons. The Greeks were all men, and the Amazons were all women, but Christina got it wrong. Since she had only recently learnt how to read, she thought that Amazon said amazing. It was perfectly obvious to her that the men were all amazing. The lines of their ranked bodies, veering just slightly from the perpendicular, made an impressive, dense rhythm, something like tall, italic handwriting. The women were all lying on the ground, their faces passive, their bodies displaying too much rounded curve for any such angular geometry. They lay listing elegantly from the horizontal in defeat, heads thrown back, draped torsos arched, their recumbent bodies made a pliant counterpoint to the men.
"Who are the Amazons?" Christina said.
"The Amazons," her father said. "They were a race of mythical female warriors. They fought the Greeks in the streets of Athens, but Theseus defeated them."
"Female?" Christina said. "But they weren't female."
"Sure," he said. "They cut off their right breasts in order to bear arms more effectively."
"They didn't," Christina said.
"The Greeks said they did," her father said.
Christina paused, then she giggled. She considered that, as usual, he was teasing her. But what he said reminded her of her paternal grandmother, who didn't like to wear her seatbelt because it got in the way of her breasts. She had bought a T-shirt once in Naples with a fake seatbelt printed across it that was intended to outwit the traffic police. But unfortunately, she didn't wear T-shirts much, precisely because she felt that her breasts were too big. Christina stared at the recumbent Amazons.
"But what if they had twins?" she said. "How could they feed both the babies?"
Her father laughed.
"I guess they weren't particularly maternal," he said.
The remark contained an unstated corollary, which Christina clearly understood. Well, of course not. Women like that, fighting in the street.
"Ice cream, Chrissy?" he said.
"Maybe,"
Christina said, not wishing to yield to him too readily, because her father, like the Greeks, was emphatically perpendicular, so that even there, in the museum, he seemed to her closer to the ceiling than to the floor. It brought to mind all those occasions on which she lost her temper with him and flew at him, fists drumming against his legs. He was always able to behave as if a little ant was tickling his knees. She marvelled that her sister Pam managed never to get so angry with him. How not?
"Chrissy," he said. "Ice cream. Yes or no?"
Christina's mind ran along a rainbow line of frozen tubs. Pistachio, tequila, Dutch chocolate, banana, maple, strawberry, mint.
"I don't mind," she said. "Wouldn't you like an ice cream?"
Her father knew this game of hers too well.
"Come on,"
he said, and he took her hand as they directed their steps towards the cafe. Once she had succumbed to him, she struggled towards realignment.
"Papa," she said, "Pam isn't having an ice cream, is she? It's only you and me."
"Pam isn't here," he said firmly. "If she were, she'd be having one too.